Here's Kevin Shortsleeve to celebrate the birthday of a great early animated filmmaker, Rudolf Ising.
When Rudolf Ising graduated from high school, he thought it was a career in advertising that beckoned him. It was 1921, and he took a position at the Kansas City Film Ad Company. One of his co-workers was named Walt Disney, and Walt had an interesting extracurricular activity. He was animating short films for a local theater. Ising was soon recruited to help. Ising assisted in the drawing of a series of fairy tale parodies. The films were called Laugh-O-Grams. The black and white animation would seem unrefined by today's standards, but magical forces were at work. Ising soon learned that in the world of animation, anything was possible. Cats could remove their tails and use them as clubs. Swordfish could come ashore and cut down trees. In 1926, Ising headed west and became one of the first employees of the newly formed Walt Disney Company. Here, he animated portions of Alice in Cartoonland, which featured a live-action Alice adventuring in the world of cartoons. Ising also drew for Oswald the Rabbit, a creature who, except for the ears, could easily be mistaken today for the then-yet-to-be-invented Mickey Mouse. After parting company with Disney, Ising went on to animate a celebrated collection of cartoons for MGM and Warner Brothers, producing the well-known characters Barney Bear and Bosco, one of the first Looney Tunes. It was, however, as the animator of Happy Harmonies that Ising reached his zenith as an animator. These MGM masterpieces are celebrations of everything: nature, laughter, color, music, and dance. Here, any object can come to life. Weeds wake yawning and stretch out before the sun. Flowers dance ballet and airplanes cough. Visually arresting, whole fields blossom before our eyes. Glittering stalactites are melted into rivery rainbows, and underwater bubbles become shimmering air balloons. For sheer quality of the animation, many of the Happy Harmonies rival even Disney's feature-length productions. In the spring of 1940, Ising animated a cartoon about the three little kittens who lost their mittens. Gazing up at the sky, they fantasize about the Milky Way and all the rivers and geysers of milk that must form it. The following spring, Ising was honored for this effort, and the boy who had planned a career in advertising ascended the stage and received the first Academy Award ever to break the Disney monopoly on Oscars. Immortalized at 24 frames a second, Ising will live on through his charming, often mesmerizing creations, a true legend in the early history of animation.